Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Well, today I want to talk to you about what has been called the moralization gap. Now, when we think of the word morals, we tend to think of ethical behavior. It's interesting though, because when we talk about the moralization gap, we're talking about the way we slice ethics as compared to how we slice the ethics of other people. Here's what's interesting. Studies have found that people see that the crimes that they have committed, if they committed a crime, okay, if a person commits a crime, then in their mind it is justifiable and forgivable. Two things. Number one, justifiable, and number two, forgivable. Now, if you happen to be the person who has the crime committed against you, you see this as unforgivable and grievous, unforgivable and grievous, unjustifiable. So grievous, I mean just absolutely terrible. So it all depends on which side of the fence that you're standing on. But this applies really well in personal relationships as well. Oftentimes, people will be talking or having a disagreement, and one person will say something, and the other person will consider that to be unjustifiable and grievous, just the worst possible thing, whereas the other person sees it as justifiable and forgivable. It's not a big deal. Let it go. So, understand that the very nature is that, depending on, it's like the old saying, whoever writes the history gets to claim how things actually were. Well, you've got literally two different things going on here. You've got one person seeing what is happening as unjustifiable and grievous, whereas the other person sees it as forgivable, not a big deal. So you're always going to approach the things that you do as not a big deal. What are you having such a fit about? But the other person, now that's a big deal. So hopefully that will help you understand in your work relationships and in your personal relationships that the other person is kind of circling and looking at you, and it's natural, it's normal. I'm not saying that you should change. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying that studies have found this to be a truism about human beings, that we tend to diminish the significance, not the significance, but the justifiability of the negative actions of other people, whereas we diminish the importance of our own. So what if we were to become a little less critical, a little less focusing on and caring about the things that other people have done, making them quite so grievous and making them a bit more forgivable? And what if we made our own actions a bit more grievous? What if we took a little harder look at what we said and did and tried to figure out how we might change? Wow, what a difference we could make. And it's possible. It's within you. So give it a try today. Notice how you tend to feel differently about your actions as opposed to the actions of others. And you'll see there's a lot of room for meeting in the middle and forgiveness. Listen, have a great day. And be sure, if you've enjoyed this, pass it on to somebody else by sharing it and leave a question or comment, because I reply personally. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.